The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Papermate Pens bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. I've got $100. 100 genuine United States dollars. And they're yours for a mere 75. Suppose you heard an offer like that. You'd jump at it fast, wouldn't you? So would I. Well, that's the very offer I'm making you today. I'm promising you a guaranteed return of $4 for every $3 you invest. And all you do is buy United States savings bonds. The improved Series E savings bond is better than ever. Not only does it mature in less than 10 years, but once it does, the Series E savings bond goes right on earning further interest, 3% compounded semi-annually for as long as 10 additional years. So sign up today for the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond-a-month plan where you bank. It's the easy, painless way to save money and provide for our country's defense. You'll feel more secure tomorrow if you buy United States savings bonds today. Ever wonder what a wife does when a husband is away on a hunting trip? Well, here's a Mrs. McGee whose husband is due back from duck hunting this afternoon. She's downtown with a couple of pals at the Bon Ton Tea Room right now, just having herself a time.
Oh, I hope they have a table for us soon, girls. My feet are killing me.
Oh, mine too, Molly. Those shopping trips just wear me out. We must have walked 6 miles today.
Oh, at least. I wish those people over there had finished their coffee so we could sit down. I'm starving.
Ginny's always hungry. Let's stare at him. Maybe they'll get up and leave.
I don't think that'll do any good. The little chubby one is telling about her operation. You know how forever those stories take.
Oh, if there's anything I hate, it's gabby women.
So do I. Just imagine telling people about your operation in a public restaurant.
Well, some people have so little in their lives to talk about. It must be her appendix. She keeps pointing to her right side with the salad fork.
Appendix? Is that all? She should have gone through what I went through with those impacted tonsils of mine.
Impacted tonsils? I never heard of such a thing.
Oh.
Well, if it was anything like that broken ankle of mine, I can imagine.
Oh, dear, here we go.
Dr. Gamble said he'd never seen anything like it.
Broken in two places.
The pain was just murder. Had to take 3 shots.
Oh, I couldn't walk at all.
Well, at least you could sit down. After those shots I took,
come on, girls, there's the table.
Where?
Oh, I see it. Hurry, that woman's after
you. Yeah, oh, we'll that little snip who kept giving us the elbow in the bargain basement.
Heavenly days, not her again.
Quick, Mabel, here, shove in front of her. Block her off. I'll run and put our packages on the chairs.
No, we've been waiting. My, that was a wonderful lunch.
Grand.
As one turkey said to the other on Thanksgiving Day, I don't know about you kids, but I'm stuffed.
Oh, that's cute, Ma. Wasn't it, Jenny?
I must remember that. That is cute.
Yes.
Oh, you got such a sense of humor, Molly.
Well, McGee does that to me. He really thinks him up. Got a wonderful sense of humor, McGee has. He and the boys get home this afternoon, you know, girls. I'll be so glad to see him. Things aren't the same when he's not home.
Oh, I know what you mean, all right. Say, May, how come your Mort didn't go this time?
Well, he wanted to, but he couldn't find his shotgun. Oh, was he mad. Tore the whole house upside down.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'm kind of glad he didn't find it. Every time he comes back from one of those hunting trips, all he talks about is ducks, ducks, ducks.
I'll be so glad to see my little man again.
If he'd just come home and give me the ducks and say, hello, May, what's new? I wouldn't have to hide his shotgun every season. But no. You should have seen me knock him down, he says. Got one with every shell. Bam, bam, bam. All day long. Bam, bam, bam. Ah, it's a wonder I don't wind up shell-shocked.
Oh, I guess you're in for the same thing today, Molly.
I don't care if he talks his little head off.
He will, too.
Call the girl and let's get our check. I'd better hurry on home. My boy will be there any minute.
Oh,
cigars on the end table. My hair is fixed nice. 4:30. They ought to be here by now unless they had a flat or something. Oh, there they are. Look at the whiskers on him. He looks just...
Hey, Molly. Hi.
Hello, dearie. I'm so glad to see you.
Hi, Tootsie. I missed you.
You missed me that time, too, sweetheart. Take another run at it.
Huh? Oh. There.
That's better. Where's Herb and Dr. Gamble?
Out in the car helping me unload the rest of my stuff. Oh, boy, you should have been there to watch me knock down them ducks, kiddo. Bam, bam, bam. It was just raining ducks. You see this one here? Yeah, I got him with the first shot. Wham, just like that. Then these others came over. Bam, bam, bam.
Looks like Mabel was right.
Huh? Mabel was right about what?
Hmm? Oh, she said you were a wonderful shot.
Oh. Well, Mort probably told her about my shot.
Hey, Mugambo, where do you want me to put the rest of your hunting equipment?
Dump it right there, Fatso.
With pleasure.
Welcome home, Doctor. You have fun?
Oh, just great, Molly. Very therapeutic getting outdoors like that.
Mm.
I'd like to tell you all about it, but Herb's out there, anxious to get home.
Well, I must say I've never seen so many ducks.
Oh, yeah. McGee wanted to show them to you. Let's split them up now, Sonny.
Split them up?
Yeah. These ducks aren't all mine, of course.
Oh.
Legal limits, you know. Some of these are Doc's and some are Herb's.
Oh, I see.
I got them all marked here. Let me see. Now, this one's mine. These three are Herb's. That one's mine. Those are Herb's. That one's Herb's. These are mine. That's your duck there, McGee. The rest are Herb's.
Heavenly days. He's a nice, big, fat one.
Yeah. He's okay. But wait till the next time. I'm getting me a new shotgun next year, and then you'll really see something.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. It's going to be raining ducks out there in Wapa. You seen my papermate pen? My papermate? You seen it?
It's over on the desk, dearie. I had to make out a check for the laundryman.
Well, you got the right idea. Making out the check with the papermate, because that's the pen that's approved by bankers all over the country.
Yes, I wonder if the people listening know that papermate is the only pen that's approved by school principals, though.
Oh, sure they do. And why? Because they know papermate ink dries the minute it hits the paper. And permanent. You can't smear it or transfer it onto something else.
You're telling me. Like your clothes, for instance, McGee, which I'm happy to say our cleaning bills are smaller since you don't have ink stains and smears all over your shirts and your good slacks anymore.
Well, Natch, Papermate pens can't leak, that's why. So why don't you folks buy yourself a Papermate pen? Try one. You'll see what we mean. You can get a Papermate any place for only $1.69.
And just think, you can write as many as 70,000 words with a Papermate without refilling.
Yeah, and if you don't know 70,000 words, buy one anyhow. You'll love it.
I'm so glad to have you home, dearie. Here, let me help you carry those coats and things upstairs.
Swell. First thing I need is a good hot shower.
And a shave, too. You could strike matches on your chin.
None of us shaved since we left home. Gave our faces a rest. Boy, did we have fun, Molly.
I'll unpack your duffel bag and hang your things up. I want to hear all about the trip. Must have been wonderful.
Oh, boy, I never saw so many ducks. The first day up there, it rained.
Go ahead and take your shower, dearie. I can hear you out here. I'll be putting your clothes away.
Okay. Can you hear me from in here?
Fine. There's clean socks and underwear in the bathroom there. Just put the things you take off in the incinerator.
Huh? Put them where?
Oh, I meant the hamper, the laundry hamper.
Okay. Can you still hear me all right if I holler?
Just fine, sweetheart. Take your shower.
I want to fill you in on all the details while it's still fresh in my mind.
Good. Love to hear it.
Well, we left here Friday morning, you know, and we got up to Lake Wapahoke about 9 o'clock that night. First thing that happened, Doc and Herb had packed the car so careless that the groceries fell out on the way.
Oh, my. Some husbands sing in the shower, but my little man just talks.
Well, sir, luckily it was only about a mile back down the road, so I offered to go get him, see?
Groceries, that reminds me. Our own groceries haven't come yet. Himself will be starved to death when he gets out of that shower. I'm going downstairs, dearie. I'll be right back.
What'd you say?
I said I'll be right back.
No, I can wash my own back. Thanks. Well, like I say, the cabin was pretty dirty, and we had to sweep up and fix our dinner and everything. And then we hit the hay. Well, when we got up the next morning, it was pouring rain. We were standing on the...
I'd better phone the grocery store if that order isn't here yet, because...
Grocery boy! Hey, daughter, groceries!
Well, that's mighty fine timing. Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, daughter. I'll put the stuff there over in the sink there. Where's Johnny?
He's upstairs. Got home about a half an hour ago.
You get any ducks? Any ducks, Duck?
Yes, yes.
Because if he don't know what to do with them, daughter, I'll take a couple of them off his hands.
Well, now, he only got...
I got the greatest recipe for roast duck you ever seen, daughter. Old family recipe. Roast duck a la grandma.
Grandma, huh?
Yep. Recipe's been the family for years. Grandma invented it. It was handed down from mother to daughter, daughter to son, son to brother, brother to aunt, aunt to daughter, daughter to mother, and mother handed it back to grandma, who was so sick of the whole thing by that time that she tore it up.
Well, McGee only got one duck, so I guess we'll
Where's the boy, daughter? Sleeping?
No. No, he's taking a shower right now, Mr. Oldtimer. He'll be down.
Well, I'll run up and say hello. I'll tell him we missed him, anyhow.
I'll go with you. I'm unpacking his duffel bag while he gets cleaned up. He needed a shave pretty badly, and listen, he's still telling me about his trip.
So there we were, sitting in the blind, and the duck started coming over.
Hi, Johnny! Welcome home!
What'd you say?
I says hi!
Yeah, they were high, all right. About a mile and a half. I started calling them in with my duck call, you see.
You had some good shooting, did you?
Hey, are you catching cold, kiddo?
No, I feel fine.
Sounds kind of hoarse.
Do I sound hoarse to you, daughter?
No, you sound about as usual.
You sure your throat don't hurt, Molly?
She's talking to you this time, daughter.
What'd you say, dearie?
I said you sound funny. Does your throat hurt?
No, the old-timer's out here.
Well, you better spray it.
Spray it? Hey, I'll come back to talk to him later, daughter, when he ain't got his ears full of soap. So long.
Goodbye. You'd better stop yelling now, McGee. You'll strain your voice.
Boy, that shower was good. You okay, kiddo?
I'm fine. Tell me more about your trip. I couldn't hear too well with the shower running.
Oh. Well, I better start all over. Sit down. You see, we left here on Friday morning, and we got up there about 9 that night.
Bibber and Molly will be right back. Someone once said that one of the nicest things about growing older was the memories we stored up in our youth. All of our memorable occasions are different, but all of them have one thing in common. They recall pleasure-filled times of days gone by. Tomorrow and every Thursday evening on the NBC Radio Network, one of show business's greatest entertainers, Eddie Cantor, dips deep into his memory book to recall the little-known stories about the wonderful entertainers he has known down through the years. And when Eddie tells these stories, you'll be carried away in a nostalgic era of glittering entertainment. So make it a date to join Eddie Cantor for his show business show every week on most stations of the NBC Radio Network. And in addition to the Eddie Cantor show business show, be sure to listen for the Roy Rogers Show with Dale Evans and Pat Brady, and for Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young in the title role. Thursday is another pleasure-filled night on the NBC Radio Network. So tomorrow and every week, be sure to set your dial to the station where you hear the familiar three chimes, your invitation to the best in listening.
And that's the story of my duck hunting trip.
Well, I'll go on up to bed, dearie. Lock up.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Papermate Pens have brought you the Fibber McGee and Molly program, transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Toops, and Paula Winslow as Ginny. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Weekday mornings, enjoy the Meredith Wilson Show on the NBC Radio Network.